Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky, and I am your host, and I am so lucky to have somebody special on the call with me today. Her name is Jennifer Arezio, and she's from soullanguage.us. How are you, Jennifer?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited.
Excellent, excellent. So it's a real treat to have you here, because today we're going to be obviously looking at what you do in your business and how it relates to business in general. So tell me a little bit about you first. What do you like to do outside of the business sphere and the things that you're very good at?
You know, the things I love to do are so, you know, I'm an introvert, so I love to do those introverted things. You know, I love to travel. I love to read. I love to go to the movies. I have a wonderful partner named Warner. So we're big foodies, so I love to, you know, investigate new food adventures. One of our favorite things is to go to the big Japanese store here in New Jersey on the East Coast where I live, and just spend hours walking through and looking at all of the things and trying new things and coming home with a big shopping bag full of goodies to try.
Very nice. Fresh produce. There's nothing like it, is there?
No, there really is.
There seems to be a lot of uptake in television shows at the moment, you know, circling around foodies and that sort of thing. We always enjoy watching those shows.
I do. We do. I said to Warner the other day, I was like, listen, you got to watch these shows called Patty's Table. I'm like, there's 17 in here. He's like, I know. I was like, but you got to start watching them because – we're running out of, you know, disc space, so we do. We love to watch them, and, you know, he's such a good cook, and when he watches it, you know, a couple nights later, we have something similar but with his own twist for dinner. So
very nice. It's making me hungry. Yeah, thank you for sharing that little bit of insight into your life. It's always nice to know a little bit about who we're talking with on the show, so thanks again. But right now, I'd love to learn a lot more about your mindset systems and your soul systems and heartfelt marketing. Could you wrap that up for us and tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I'd be honored to. So what I do is I put tangibility to soul and the soul of a business. So that essential nature, that internal working, what you know to be true. And when human beings have words to know what they know deep down inside, they can really, with clarity, explain it easier and with more grace to others. Hmm. When it comes to operating a business, I think the first place business owners and entrepreneurs fall down is that they think their business is them, and it's not. You create a business to do something bigger, first for yourself. I'm going to say that again, first for yourself and then for others, and that business has its own agenda, so we can put some tangibility around that energy or that soul of that business. And so what my brilliance is actually helping people, because I spent 17 years in marketing and PR before coming to this like soulful life, to really take that heart-focused, passionate business and be able for them to describe it with ease and grace so they can receive from it. I think what happens to a very passionate business owner is that the moment that they have to explain who and what they do, they become like a deer in the headlights and they lock up. Mm. And then that's really hard to receive business when you can't really use your divine voice to share what you do. And so through understanding their soul of the business, and then helping them kind of write that marketing playbook, what happens is they have what my old boss and PR used to go, that one sheet in front of them, where they start to talk about their business with such ease and with such confidence that people go, oh my God, I want to work with you. And sometimes they might not even know all the ins and outs of what that person does, but they can hear in their voice that resonance of truth. And so they become this instant magnet of attraction.
You mentioned something at the beginning that you start the business for you first. Now, the conversations that I've had, and I'm actually also reflecting on my path when I first started out, the idea of starting it for yourself is sometimes confused with providing value for others, and people forget the fact that they are in this business for themselves for whatever reason that they're doing it for. How do they go about, you know, letting go of that fear that it, you know, it's not acceptable to talk about this as their own business and it's about them first?
I think that they have to, the way to do that with ease is to remind themselves why they created that business. And, you know, that is perfectly acceptable. And, you know, I created this kind of crazy, you know, movement of soul because I was really angry in my corporate job and I kept being asked advice and I gave advice to a client for 2 hours who was a national international coach. And then the next month she fired us and said that we didn't understand her business and she cited me for not understanding, but I did. I just saw behind the curtain. And so I thought, oh, I want to start something that's my own, where it can be myself, where it can allow my gifts to show, where I have freedom. And when you're helping other people, if you allow yourself to fully accept what you wish, what you want, what you desire, and know that that's perfectly acceptable, you give permission for everyone else to accept what they want. And what will happen with business owners is their clients will start telling them things that they don't tell everyone else because everyone's being consciously honest and consciously transparent. And then that's where real power and real fun shows up because everyone's feeling safe being vulnerable and amazing, amazing brainstorms and products are developed. And really new ideas are formed and created because no one's holding back.
Yeah, that's great insight. Now, for anybody who's listening to the show today, it is okay to, you know, be doing this for yourself and in it for the reasons that are right for you. And obviously, in turn, we're talking about adding value, Jennifer. How does this all transfer into your mission and creating a vision for your business?
Because 9 out of 10 times, especially service-oriented businesses, master healers, coaches, all of those, their person, their peep, their ideal client is just like them. And so when we, you know, become part of our vision and know that as we serve others, we serve ourselves, as we serve ourselves, we serve others, what happens is you attract those individuals that are in alignment with who you are and what you want and is also in alignment with what they want and what they desire.
It seems like, sorry, I'd cut you off there. I just had this thought. It seems to me that you'd have this natural affinity and a natural attraction about your business, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you become, you know, I have this saying, and I'm going to recommend that everyone starts with this mindset, is that I find an audience wherever I go. You know, when you go into a networking event, when you do a interview, when you talk to somebody in, you know, Starbucks, and you have that I find an audience wherever I go understanding within you, that person might not turn into a client, but that person could be a resource. That person could go, I know somebody that needs to talk to you. Or years later, that person might come back and go, hey, do you remember me? So instead of, I think most people go into business with this agenda. And so nothing really honestly can take place because everyone's not participating. They're waiting to speak. They're waiting for their turn. They have this agenda. And that agenda usually comes from a place of lack. So I know with every interaction that I'm supported. I don't know how that support's going to show up sometimes, but I know I'm supported. So if the interaction I'm having with Joe Smith, you know, isn't the way I'm going to be supported, that's okay. Because I know someone else, some other resource is going to come by. And so I just get to really play and listen and have a deep conversation rather than going in my head, oh my God, I hope he signs up. Oh my God, I hope he signs up. Right? That's when magic happens because then you're in, you're present, and you're actually being your business rather than trying to make something happen.
Yeah, and you're not force feeding the process of purchasing and engagement. It's just natural for you, and it's almost as if you're you're bigger than your business. And, you know, I guess it gives you that level of confidence, not only in your business, but outside of your business.
Totally. I mean, you know, so often I'll get somebody who will email me and go, I don't know why I'm supposed to talk to you, but I heard your voice and I knew I was supposed to talk to you. And it just becomes apparent. It's a feeling of deep safety and deep freedom inside of you. And if you could just imagine what that feels like, you can activate it and start activating it wherever you go. And you're creating a business so you can have a better life and you can offer a better life to everyone else. So if you're not kind of in that consciousness level when you're doing your business, then how do you expect you're going to get there?
I often speak to business owners who are just wholly and solely focused on the dollar, the money that they're making. And I don't know whether or not they have that level of soul presence about them. And if that was the case, and our audience is small to medium-sized business owners, if that was the case, can they undo all of this work that they've done to focus just on the money to reset their soul language?
Yeah, I think it's about resetting your relationship with your with money, right? You know, it's about understanding, okay, you know, listen, money's great. I like to eat. I like to travel. We live in a society where you use money to do those things. We're not living in a bartering society, or we're not dealing with goats. If we were dealing with goats, we'd be having the same conversation, but instead of money, we'd be using the word goats, right? So there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to be profitable, right?
Yeah.
But it's the consciousness of that. Money has no free will. You know, it's not like you have to get it. It operates on your will. It operates on how you direct it. And you can restart any bad pattern immediately, and you can keep restarting it every second until it resets itself. So if you're kind of chasing the almighty dollar, I want you to pause and just ask yourself, what is that creating in your life? Is it creating bliss? Is it creating joy? Is it creating struggle? Is it creating happiness? Because I'm going to assume that if you keep chasing the dollar, you're going to feel like you're on a hamster wheel, and you're going to probably be up at night, and you're going to probably be like, oh my God, I gotta do this again today. It's going to feel constantly like you're not living your passion. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start your business tomorrow with a clean slate. And you're going to say, okay, today I know that money's coming into my business in ways that are seen and ways that are unseen. Unseen means that things are happening that you don't know yet, but they're happening. And then you're going to tune in and you're going to go, what do I get to be? That's a consciousness level. And what do I get to do to receive both money, success, passion, and joy from my business? And you're going to be that thing, and you're going to do that action. And that's how I run my business every day.
That's excellent feedback. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm looking through some of the details here, and it looks as if we can apply, obviously, the soul language to your personal life, but also your professional life. And you have a number of different IDs that you refer to. What are the services here that we're looking into?
Beautiful. Thank you. So everything starts with the soul language identification. That is your personal soul, right? Each one of us has three core energies of soul. We call those languages. Your mission, how you fuel that mission, and then your soulful personality. And from that identification, and it's done by therapeutic kinesiology, which just means muscle testing.
Right.
So a practitioner's body becomes the pendulum on your soul's behalf. Through that ID, I can give you so much. One, I can give you a one-liner of your soul, so that becomes your mild marker of consciousness. My one-liner is, I create balance for myself and others through love, integrity, and courage. So if I'm not being that Rick, I'm suffering. It's just that simple, right?
Yeah.
I can also talk about how you move from struggle to consciousness. And even just by identifying your personal soul, you're going to understand keywords that you can use in your marketing and your business.
Yeah.
You're going to understand gifts and talents, and you're going to understand more boundaries for your life. Then after that, we can do a business identification where we identify those three core energies, mission, how you fuel that, and soulful personality towards your business. Now, here's what's really groovy about that. Your business has no free will. It operates on what you put into the business. If you keep putting heartache and struggle, it's going to keep giving you heartache and struggle back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going to also have a one-liner for the business, and you're going to have a new way of communicating between you and your business. Most people are doing this anyway, but they're doing it strictly with their head.
Yeah.
And not with their full consciousness, so they're getting half of the information.
Is this, you know, when you say that, are we talking about it's more from the heart and it's the way I feel rather than the way I think?
Yeah. We want the mind to follow the heart. The mind is great about action, but the mind is always going to keep you in the limited, where the soul and the heart is always going to keep you in the unlimited. And so you get to run your business through a energy of anything's possible and let's make it happen through universal goodness, rather than the mind, which can only see just 5 feet in front of you.
I put myself into the shoes of a beginner entrepreneur who's looking to start a business, and they're not actually sure whether or not their mindset and their soulfulness and all the things that we're talking about are in the right place. Now, when they come to see you, Jennifer, what are the steps that you take them through?
We do a personal ID, and then we do a business ID.
Right.
And then what we'll do during those two sessions, they're 60-minute sessions each, we will spend that time focusing on what their personal mission is, what's the business mission is,
mm-hmm.
what's the internal and external steps, and how to do the co-create with the how to get that vision of their business, whatever that is. So we're going to talk about that. So, you know, if I was talking to you, Rick, I'd be like, okay, so what do you want out of your business? What's the fundamental thing you want out of a business? And most people go, well, I want money. And I go, yep, okay, I heard that, but really, what do you really want?
For me, it's freedom of time and place.
Exactly, right? And so then we go, okay, so that's part of your vision, right? And then we would talk to your personal soul and see if there's any conflicts or, you know, patterns that's actually in direct conflict with what you want. And we would clear that. And then we would go, okay, so let's talk to the business soul. What do we do today, tomorrow, next week, next month to create this vision, this business of freedom of time and space? What do we do? And you're going to get a list. And then you start to know really how to do that on an ongoing business, on an ongoing every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think what business owners lock into is like, they'll go, I don't know how to do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like they get overwhelmed with the how, and I go, really? You just ask your soul and your soul's going to tell you.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, well, I'm like, no, let's do it. And once they start kind of doing that give and take with that, they go, oh, I've been getting this information all along, but I didn't trust it because I didn't really understand how the information was coming in.
It's coming through for me about having that level of intuition, isn't it?
Yeah, and everyone has intuition. We all have it. It's about using that muscle. Some of us use it more than others. And what I love is, you know, if you can quote any major success in business, and almost all of them have one quote or another about intuition or heart.
I'm looking at the list here, and I think to myself, as a new business owner or even an existing business owner, and I have a partner, and how important is it to involve your partner when working towards creating or improving your existing business?
Oh, it's like a marriage, mm-hmm. right? And so just imagine that one person is working on creating a healthy marriage and the other isn't. Well, at some point that is going to break down because that one person can't do everything. It's a partnership, so each partner has an energetic tie to that business. And in those cases, I work with both partners, and that tends to be fascinating because what happens is 9 out of 10 times they have a soul language in common. And when someone shares the same soul language as you, there's an amplification of power. So if you're using that for consciousness, you can move mountains. If you're using it in struggle, that's a heavy lockdown in the business. And it tends to be where all the conflict is.
Because it would seem
So
it would sorry it would seem to me that it would be very, very powerful and useful. Again, I'm using myself as an example to know precisely what my wife's soul
oh,
language ID would be, you know? It would just make things so
exactly.
much easier.
Exactly. It's so much easier. And you know what? I'm going to use me and my mom for as an example. So, I've been doing this for over 10 years. I think 5 years in, I get, an automatic response from my scheduler, and Linda Urizio wants a soul language session. And I was like, Mom, listen, I can identify your soul languages, but I'm not going to do a session with you because you're my mom. Right? But I identified her soul languages, and her mission language is called negotiator, which obviously it sounds top line, right? They negotiate everything, okay? For good, they negotiate, so all parties are happy. Top line in struggle, they negotiate everything.
Everything.
And so once I realized my mom was a negotiator, as soon as my mom started negotiations, I now no longer took it personally because I knew she was just doing her thing.
That's her modus operandi.
Right? And it changed our entire relationship. And it also changed something else. So I used to identify every person, and I still do, every person that is any kind of support staff for me, soul languages. And just before I identified my mother's languages, and as I was starting to know what they were, I had hired a bunch of assistants that were all negotiators. And when I realized my mother was a negotiator, I was like, oh my God, I've been working out my mommy issues with my assistants. Right? And so you get to go, okay, you get to have a deeper, more conscious relationship with an individual. And then you get to understand about strengths and how you guys partner. And then it becomes this, it allows you to take so many things not personally. And it also allows you to access that individual's skills in a bigger way.
Could you apply this to people that you hire inside of your business as employees? Is that something that crosses the boundary of any sort of, I guess, employment relationship? Is that something you do?
Yeah, but the employee has to give me their permission. No ID is done without someone's permission. And for parents, if your kid is under 18, you technically own them. And so you can give permission to have their soul language ID. And I've trained other people to do this work with their own sacred purpose. So my sacred purpose is not kids and parents. We have a practitioner that does that, and that's her amazing work, right? But yeah, I've done entire companies, small companies, which is fascinating. And I'm remembering one where she had, it was a woman CEO, and she had a bunch of individuals, employees that were a nurturer, which is how you'll be known here, a soul language called the nurturer. And there was so much friction in the business because the CEO would not allow herself to be nurtured, and she kept hiring all of these nurturers who kept going, I keep trying to do my job and she won't let me. And then she gets mad at me. And I thought, okay, so you got to open up your nurturing, and that's why the business is failing, because you won't receive. And you keep, like, it was such this it becomes so clear.
Yeah.
The path that you can get to go, okay, let's make a decision where I want to go. She chose to fire all of the nurturers. And you know, decide to start over because she was that locked down with not allowing or not being open to receiving.
Mm.
Which eventually her business went under, which is sad.
Absolutely sad. I see a light bulb moment for anybody who's listening. If you have a business and you are struggling with people that you're working with, it might be time to reach out and talk with Jennifer. Jennifer, how can people reach out to you for your help?
They can contact me through the website at soullanguage.us. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I pick up my own phone and I answer my own email. And, you know, in this day and age, that's kind of crazy, but I do it. So, and this is a limited time only because I'm starting to phase this part out,
mm-hmm.
but I do offer a discovery session, which is a 15 minute in quotes, it's really 30 minutes, where one of your soul languages is identified as my gift. So you can access through the site. So you can actually understand how this could benefit you and what this feels like. So get that while it lasts kind of thing.
Excellent. Excellent. So for everybody who is listening, it's soullanguages.us. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on to the My Future Business Show today. I've had a wonderful time.
Thank you.